listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweep. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Okay, well, we're back. This is the second hour. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II coming to you live out of Alaska with the Ralph Winterroad Show. And going over why we have been chasing our tail in Title 26. I've been dug out. I learned so much stuff about something that I haven't. All you have to do is learn a couple of things. Title 26 is not where it's at. That's why it's a con. So we just went over the withholding agent. It's only for 1441, non-resident aliens, 1442, foreign corporations, 1443, foreign organizations, and 1461 is the old harmless. And that's for any tax. You're required to do it. I absolutely agree. They send us notice of deficiency. Can they legally send you a notice of deficiency? There's quite a few reasons why they can't, but let's go over the first one. It's defined. It's what they do here. They talk about in 6212 and 6211. Notice of deficiencies. What do they talk about? If there is a deficiency in respect to any tax imposed by subtitle A or B. A is subtitle A, which is individual, which is income tax. B is estates or chapters 41, 42, 43, and 44. That's subtitle D. That's excise tax. What's an excise tax? That's like an alcohol tax. There is a built-in tax for the privilege of making that stuff that the federales or whatever put into it. It's called an excise tax. Wait a minute, there's no subtitle C. Why is there no subtitle C for employment tax? That's where wages resides and salaries. Well, how do they? Well, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. Sure, it does. Because, first of all, the individual income tax under 6211 says strictly subtitle A. Doesn't even list subtitle B or 41, 42, 43, or 44, which is subtitle D. Subtitle C is left out. It is a tax. It's in Title 26. So how do we do this? The reason why they can't, there are constitutional limits to what they can do. They have to provide a remedy between good and bad, or evil, good and evil. They have to. It's in Subtitle C. Just do a word search. Go into the download it. Election by the employer. Election by the employer. Well, that seems, they don't really define that. So, what are we talking about there? Well, we have to back up to the 1935 Social Security Act. That's when they got around and said, you know, we got this terrible thing going on here. All these poor people. They're broke. They don't have a retirement. What are we going to do? Well, we see a hole in the Constitution of the United States under excise tax. So we're going to create, with the citizens of the United States that this Congress has, but now you have to sign up for it. But this citizen of the United States is an excise tax, so it's called a franchise tax in California. They got different names for it, because for a citizen of the United States to operate in that world, it is, you have to pay a tax. Just like when any legislature creates a corporation or LLC, limited liability, or this different trust or whatever, that is a privilege to operate as a fictional entity in a constitutional republic. Well, they're doing it under the guise of everybody's going to be a citizen of the United States, but we're going to call it an excise tax. The employer is going to do an excise tax, unemployment insurance, FUTA. So he gets around and the employer puts in a tax to the federales, and they had to make this, well, I'll get to that in a minute, I'm going to get ahead of myself. So they call it, we're going to do this and call it an excise tax. Now for the employer, it is a privilege to have individuals come work for him. He can't make any money as an employer if he doesn't have individuals. It actually says it's a privilege. So the employer, the spider, says to the fly, come in, and where is that found? Election by the employer is called a W-4. He says, hey, you got to fill out a W-4 because I need your signature and your permission. They need our signature to withhold money. And, oh, it's a good thing, because we're going to call what we withhold federal income tax. That's in the legislative history. So now what they're taking out is called federal income tax, and what they're taking out on the employer side is called under the excise tax. So one is for unemployment insurance. I mean, it sounds good. Hey, you know, if I get laid off, I can sit on my butt, drink beer, and get unemployment and all this. And then I got a retirement program that's set up. Of course, they call it an annuity and some other stuff. It's not. The only annuity, the state of Alaska does not do Social Security. They actually take the money out. In 1980, they exempted themselves out. They actually put it into a real annuity, which is in your name, or if you die, your people, it stays, and they go invest it. And you make maybe $250,000, $500,000, $1 million when you retire. You can add money to it, and they manage it. They don't pay into Social Security. Only Alaska and some of the municipalities in Alaska do that. Every other state, 1980, opted not to do it. And they quit doing it because they found out that this money was going in to help the Federal Reserve. And I got this from talking to a guy. He said, we just barely got it passed in Alaska. But now the other states opted for it. And then as soon as Congress found out where the money was going, they withheld it. So now then, how can a citizen of the United States in Alaska opt out of Social Security, and a citizen of the United States that is in Alaska that goes vote not be able to opt out. Or the natives, the war hoops, like in Dillingham, they don't pay property taxes, which the federalities do, but yet they still get to vote. Do you think there might be a problem here of discrimination being a, quote, citizen of the United States, because it is a statutory creation in 14 Stat 27 to have the same rights as white citizens? You can find it today, codified in 42 U.S.C. 1981 and 1982 and 1988. 42 U.S.C. 1982 is a good place to go look. Same rights as a white citizen. I wonder how our republic got along until 1866. Of course, they put it in the 14th, and then, of course, they come along 2 years later in 1870, because that was all for the Negroes. That was the cover story. And then in 1870, we'll just naturalize all you black folk now, but we couldn't do it 4 years earlier. Yeah, right. Okay, whatever. So, this is why there is no notice of deficiency. Now, there was a Supreme Court case back in the 1920s, that put income strictly under the excise tax, and it's only about the profits of federal corporations. So they could not do income when they talk about income. So they reseded the authority back to the states to do the dirty work, because the Supreme Court blocked them. There cannot be, it has to be a portion amongst the several states. So they got around this. The 16th Amendment did nothing. Supreme Court invalidated. That's all nonsense. So they reseeded it back to the states. Well, the problem is they couldn't get the several states to do it because they don't have the authority to do it. So what do we do? Well, we got this great emergency here. We got this depression. We got all these poor farmers and these people in the cities. They're all out of things. We got this Social Security. We're going to give them all a number. We're going to have an unemployment insurance, so it'll never happen again. We'll be able to help those poor people out. They're going to have a retirement, whether they want it or not, even though there's not enough there to live on. But it sounds good. I mean, it's like, what's not to like? But we got to get these states to surrender their sovereignty and make it so that they're all in on it. It's called the state plan. That's in the Social Security Act. If you've never seen one, I've got one for Alaska and I got one now for North Carolina. What's in the state plan? All of everything that's in the state plan is all code of federal regulations of the federales, of agencies. There's not one. And everything in there is a CFR. All your child slavery stuff, your driver's licenses. There's cooperative agreements where they agree to do different things. Like the child slavers, all that is all set up to make money. I have a copy of the one for Alaska. They use the same one in Article 6. The judge is audited for the amount of money he makes. And they passed an act back, I forget, Family Act or something. Go get them youngins, them infants, while they're young. Back then, they were paying $4,000 for the healthy one, and the sick ones, they only give $2,000, which I guess we call them special needs now, to be polite. But that amount, that number has gone up. I'm not making this stuff up. It shocks the conscience. But they did the state plan. You'll have to... You need to get a copy of here. If you've never seen one, email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, and I'll show you what they did. Well, now we got the states in, surrendering. Let's see, now we've got United States of America, because there's no parties to the Constitution of the United States. So now we're back to the United States of America. There's no judicial, there's no executive. So how are we going to enforce this? Well, let's do the Federal Register Act. They did that in 1935, too. Isn't that a coincidental how that just happened magically? We're getting the states to give up their sovereignty. We've got to have a way to do it. So let's do that. We say federal agency means the President of the United States. And it goes on to list. So the federal agency means President of the United States has the same standing as the Federal Reserve, not even part of our thing. The FAA, these external established, all these things that sit outside the government. The President of the United States is on the same standing. Well, isn't that just special? So he's ruling with executive orders into the Federal Register. All of his executive orders are all filed in the Federal Register. So how do they get the... Congress can't touch you and me. They couldn't touch us in the Articles of Confederation. That was one of the problems. The Articles of Confederation only could deal with states. In the Constitution of the United States, it was for individuals, citizens of the several states, privileges and immunities, and for the states. So how do they get around to get to this con? We'll create independent establishments, entities outside the Constitution of the United States, called agencies, federal agencies, all kinds of nonsense. We will have them put forth proposed rules. And I've got it right out of the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, before they changed the court. Nothing attaches to the, quote, the individual citizen until it is put into a regulation where they expand upon it. And they must publish it in the Federal Register. Nothing attaches to you and me in the fictional world until it is put into the Federal Register as a proposed rule, which we can oppose. They put in hundreds of thousands of a year, and you have a right to go in and challenge it, but if you don't have the right status, you're weighing in the wind, and even if you do, so what? Is this the way a republic is? They keep throwing stuff against the wall, and we have to go in and fight in the kangaroo courts? Then it comes out a proposed rule, which they say, oh, by the way, anybody that filed a petition, here's our comment on it, but doesn't have any status, they can just ignore it. They have to wait 30 days, which they almost never do, because it's not in the public interest to wait. Then it has to 60 days for Congress Review Act to say up or down it. Armakowski took on the EPA. It was a ruse. Now, Senator Sullivan knows what's going on with it, because I queried him before he made senator. He understands this process. Murkowski does the ruse. And, of course, she loses. Oh, well, I tried. Wait a minute. The agency has more power than you? Well, and after 6 months, it becomes, in the concrete, the regulation. Now, the only ones that are supposed to, what they have, the force and effect of law, they look like law, but they're not, and they operate under 42 United States Code 1983. Color of law, you ever heard of that one before? Color of law? What? We either have law or we don't. We got color of law. Looks like, but it's not. 42 USC, 1983, came out of the 1870 KKK stuff. Color of law. KKK, by the way, is the arm of the Democratic Party, not the Republican Party. You can't make this stuff up. So in 1946, they did the Administrative Procedures Act. They did the Brentwood thing. They got the money. They changed the land office to the Bureau of Land Management. And in 1948, the Constitutional Court was renamed to United States District Court because it's accepted procedure and we're going to use the territory of Hawaii. Judicial power of a district court. That person that set up there is nothing more than a black robe bar member. And we got him to admit it in Gladden's case out here in Palmer. Vanessa White, she put an order. I am an undersigned jurist. I signed legal documents and I got a law degree. The oath of office and the civil commission appointing me with constitutional power is irrelevant. There is no merit. And she signed it. That's how confident this deep state is. Back in a minute.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $500, it is a Commander Lifetime Membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Okay, well, we're back here. So now we have United States of America, a sovereign body politic. By the way, that's never been in the Federal Court of Claims or the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. I found 108 cases and complaints from 1996 to current. Sovereign body politic. I wonder how that works with the 10th Amendment. Power is not so granted or reserved to the states or the people. We'll see what Nelson doesn't know up in Thornton's case and in a prior case, another one that's ongoing, Mooney. She says United States and United States of America are the same. Same legal definition. Really? Isn't that amazing? And the Tenth Circuit say the same thing in an unpublished, because it's not a public record, technically. United States of America, the same thing. Okay, I'm taking your word for it. I can get us into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, because you go into, like in Minnesota, there's 50 cases where the state of Minnesota, in bed with the United States of America, is arguing over the same tax. Thank you. And I went into Mr. Sessions, that traitorous coward. He filed into the state of California as United States of America. He did. Not United States. This, the United States is supposed to be, and I think I'm correct, but when you go up against the several states, that's only for the Supreme Court of the United States. But, of course, these guys aren't the several states. But see, I'm using their stuff. I love confessions from Devil, this man's law. I love their confessions. It's a good thing. Because you see, in his complaint, United States of America, they go by and through its undersigned counsel. Why don't they say the plaintiff, United States, by its counsel for the United States of America? They can't. By and through. By and through is not the same thing. By, okay, I'm standing by there, and through its undersigned counsel. I signed a legal document at the bottom. Really? But it's really interesting. They do this word swap. Next thing you know, they're into the United States. And they talk about United States Constitution. Do those people, DOJ, law school, not know what's going on? But here's the killer. The defendant, State of California, is a state of the United States. Really? State of the United States? Not the Union of States, not one of the several. It's a state of the United States. Okie dokie, thank you. I'm going to be using that come out of the DOJ. So what is a state of the United States? Well, it just happens there's a definition in California. It's under the West Annotated California Financial Code number 207. State of the United States defined. I love their stuff. We just got to learn to read. The state of the United States means, so the exclusive use, any state of the United States, comma, District of Columbia. Oh, so the District of Columbia is the same as any state of the United States. Any territory of the United States. Whoa. Puerto Rico, Guam, American Samoa. Trust territory, the Pacific Islands, the Virgin Islands, and the Northern Mariana Islands? Really? Can you believe all these are a state of the United States? What happened to the union of the states or the several states? This puts us on an equal footing with everything that's under the District of Columbia. It doesn't say anything about the several states in here. This is under the plenary, which means absolute power, of Congress. Isn't that just special? That's their stuff. I love it. Works for me. Come out of Sessions. Hey, Sessions, Bubba. Y'all wrote it. You're supposed to be responsible for that. This is shocking to me. But anyway, getting down to the next part of this con, we got the, under the state plan. Oh, back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, well, we're back here, and having the United States of America, and when did we see the statutory law change? I went through and looked at that. We had statutes of the United States, which are laws of the United States, up until 1905. Then, also, if you go look at the statute books, we had the public laws of the United States of America. So in 1905, we were doing statutes of the United States and public laws of the United States of America. That went on all the way through 1929, and by 1931, the statutes of the United States is no longer in front of the book. They're now called public laws of the United States of America. Well, wait a minute, what happened to the statutes of the United States? Where did they go? Because you and I signed up to vote as citizens of the United States. We no longer are exercising our authority, Republican form of government. There's nothing illegal about it, technically, but it is fraud. Because they can't overthrow, if you go look in some of these cases, that Chisholm and some of this, the state cannot surrender its sovereignty. But we can sign up with what's called implied in law contracts. We want the benefit of being a citizen of the United States. They forced the states to it in 1935 with the state plan and Social Security number under the guises of the Social Security Act, because we got all these people unemployed, and it's a terrible thing. What's that idiot mayor of Chicago? Never waste a good emergency. Well, we had something else we had to accomplish. Because, you see, the federal government, or the government of the United States, technically, cannot have a federal income tax. Because income is blocked by the Supreme Court of the United States. So they receded it to the several states, or to the states. Not the several states, the states. Well, so how are we going to get the states to do it? We created the Buck Act, 1940. And they go into, and they use the 1939 code. It's codified today in 4 U.S.C. 105 through 110. And they go in the definition of persons. You'll have the same meaning assigned to Section 3797 of Title 26, which is a 1939 code. They don't use 54, 86, or any of the other. It's all based on the 1939 code, and technically 3797 wasn't even under the 39 code. It came along a little bit after. The term income tax means any tax levied on with respect to or measured by net income, by the way, which is defined in 1939 code. It's not defined after that. Gross income or gross receipts. The term state includes territories and possessions of the United States. You see anything about it includes the several states? No. And here's the killer. The term federal area means any lands or premises held or acquired by or the use of the United States, okay, that's force arsenals, needful buildings, all that, or any department, establishment, or agency of the United States. So now we're established, an establishment. These things that sit outside the government. They started back in the 1880s with the Interstate Commerce Commission. Semicolon. And here's the killer. Any federal area or any part thereof which is located within the exterior boundaries of any state shall be deemed to be a federal area located within such state. So we take Texas. It's in the exterior boundaries. It's deemed to be in a federal area if you are a citizen of the United States. And the courts have held in a federal area, everything that goes on is taxable. So the states are using federal forms, which they have no authority because the feds can't do it. So they receded it to the states to get you to sign up using federal forms. Because you're a citizen of the United States that has no constitution, no domicile, no nothing. Courts have ruled over and over. 13th, 14th, 15th Amendments did nothing. Nothing to change the citizens of the several states. Nothing changed if you know who you are. But the only way to exit out of that Babylon in nonsense, because you see, under the Articles of Confederation, that it looks like, because technically the Articles of Confederation are not supposed to be used. They're the founding documents, but they're still there. You have to exit yourself, because they're under the, if there's no judicial and there's no executive, and that is in, I don't know, I've got, it's in the Virginia case, I think it's in the Georgia case, it's in, let's see what's it called here, it's one of the very first one, very famous case, I've got to find it here, it's Chisholm versus Georgia, 1793. Excellent read. Explaining this in plain English. What a novel idea. So we are deemed to be in a federal area because we have elected, because all they offer us is driver's license to drive the government's car, because we know how they do that now. It's signed over before it ever leaves the dealer. Isn't that special? So we don't have a right to own private property. Of course not. Congress has made it so that we don't. And we sign up for it. I've done the foreclosure thing here for my property. I said all interest, if any, on a quitclaim. All interest, if any. I could do it all interest, if any, on anybody's property because I don't have any interest. There's nothing legal about it. I have done a tied into the Homestead Act and to the patent, advertised it 4 times, let them all know, and recorded it in the public record. Under the International Law of Nations and the civil law, they have to abide by the public record. That judge in Thornton's case recognized the public record. They have to. They had to file a separate case to get into the county's public record of the notice of federal tax lien. So I think what we have to do now is to file in, and this is the way all books and records are done. This is the way they do foreclosures, reduced to judgments. And the in Thornton's case, he told us, we file in a petition, we file in a declaration under penalties of perjury, true and correct under 28 U.S.C. 1746. And if you do not rebut each and every part of that declaration of a guy that has no authority, this court, not the court, this court, being the district court, judicial power of the judge, this kangaroo court, everything is deemed taken as true and everything else is just an illusion. Pretty soon you get it dismissed and you lose and you have no idea. The same thing and reduced to judgment. You have no idea how it happened. We forced Sammy to expose it out. Now, a lot of the magistrates don't tell you that, but in this one they did, but we made him cough it up. This is how they do it. By declarations. And if you don't oppose the first declaration, everything that is deemed is true, and no matter what you do, you're weighing in a win because it's all motions. It's not evidence. And unless you know enough to get in by testimony by narrative, which you have a right to do to put evidence in the court and hand evidence off to the judge and know how to deal with it, you're going to lose every time. That's the con. So when they did the Buck Act, we keep signing up for it. Now, I have a driver's license as a citizen of Alaska. I did it right in front of them because I wanted them to take me on. I have used my elective franchise on the voting thing and put in see the public record, and they took it. Now, there's a few states that are balking, but a guy has to go sue them and go deal with it. It can be done. I'm doing it. Now, what's coming up? John Thornton's case is the perfect storm. He's clean as a whistle. No commingling of anything. He has his status filed. He has the, quote, state of Minnesota recognizing him as a citizen of Minnesota. Reference to the public record. We have an absolute way to get into the Federal Court of Claims as under the United States. I mean, Nelson says the same thing. I believe that woman. She doesn't know that we know that Mooney is in his case, but the Tenth Circuit's also said it. But there's a way anyway, because when you go into the under Westlaw and you type in United States of America and the state of Minnesota or whatever, there's 50 cases. They're all in the same court arguing over the same tax. Really? That works for me. Now what are we going to do? Richard in New Hampshire, question, comment?
Yeah, how you doing, Ralph?
I'm still out of jail, still upright, and I am really going to be giving them H-E-double-L here in about a week.
That's good. Yeah, a couple points. You know, first of all, I want to mention the fact, you know, if you change your status, like, say, for citizens of New Hampshire, citizens of Alaska, and stuff like that, there's two other ways that you can get out of fooling around with the IRS. And basically, if you change your status, it's like I mentioned a lot of times, July 2nd, 1972, when the BATF was established by Congress, what they did is they stripped, I mean, they stripped all enforcement from the IRS. So, and that alone, if you're a citizen of New Hampshire and stuff like that, they have no authority to send you a letter. They have no authority to come to your home. They have no authority to call you or, you know, come to your place
to work. You know the Federal
work.
Register on that? I've got that. I've seen it, but I'll go back and look. I'll get around and find it.
Yeah, it's there. It's there because
I know
had,
it.
I've actually read it.
I've actually read it.
Yeah,
you're right on.
I had the statute that authorized it by Congress. It was a 301 reg, so it didn't apply to you and me anyways, Ralph. But the thing is, the other thing, too, is if we change our status under the Buck Act, okay, if we change status, like, say, citizen of New Hampshire, under the Buck Act, the IRS, they have no authority to send out liens, levies, letters. They have no authority to do any of that because, first of all, if somebody who changes their status, Ralph, if you fill out a 1040 individual tax return under USC Stat 911, you've committed a felony. So if you change your status, you cannot fill out a 1040 because you'd be committing a felony.
That's right.
Right? There
Absolutely.
We go.
Yep.
So
and
in other words,
no evidence. They just make these what I call ipsy dixit pontifications. I said it so it must be so. No, that
it
isn't
is
work.
So. Right. But the other thing too is, you know, you always say, well, gee, you know, if you ask them a question, they say, well, I don't know. Well, the thing is, well, you know, with the IRS, a lot of people don't understand or comprehend, right? It's all compartmentalized. It's on a need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the only way they can keep the con going inside the IRS. Because if everybody in the IRS knew what the con was, they'd have to say to themselves, look, do I want to commit a felony? Do I want to commit fraud? You know, I mean, am I liable for this? So what they do is they hide it from all the IRS employees, Ralph. You know that, and I know that.
Right.
Yeah, they hide it. That's
they
the only
relied
way they keep
on
the
John
going.
Thornton's of an affidavit before the judge because they had to get it in the right venue, and Mr. Wallen has no far, his tush is so far out there he can't even see the trees, let alone, or the forest, let alone the tree in it. He's toast.
Yeah, but, you know, like I said, this Wallen guy, I mean, first of all, he has no authority to send out any kind of document. Thornton, has he changed his status to a citizen of Minnesota?
Yep.
Okay.
And so he's got a voter registration thing in with references in the public record, and they accepted it. Thank you. We're done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, where's this Wallen guy? Get off to send him any kind of notices or liens or different things like that.
They don't know.
And not only that, but when you get a notice, when you get a notice of
withholding agent, how could you have anybody withholding money if you don't know what a withholding agent is? Of course, in reality, it doesn't apply to you and me anyway because it's only all done under the Buck Act and it's done a different way, and they don't tell him and he don't ask.
Well, it's not only that, but in their paperwork, they always say, he avoided the tax. They never say taxable year, tax year. That's what they use, tax year. How many cases have you seen where they say tax year?
Right, but if you go into the code, tax year always equates to taxable year, which goes back to subtitle A. They're done again.
Yeah, and that's under 7701A23.
That's right.
But that's another one that you can use in Title 26. But I'm just saying, I mean, it's all been compartmentalized. They don't have a clue what the heck they're doing, because if they did, they'd all quit. You know, I would hope that they would quit, right? But, hey, who knows, Ralph, right? All right,
The thing that I've seen in these people, they put them in the lowest levels, and they give they don't have authority to almost do nothing, and they I got the authority to do this and do that, and you know how I've dealt with them? You know, I know you're absolutely right. So would you please cite the regulation or statute? Well, get your supervisor. I'm sure she knows. Boy, does that turn this around on them.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, though. When you send them a registered letter, you know, a registered affidavit, they never answer them. Never. I mean, you could put any kind of Mickey Mouse stuff in there. They will not answer that stuff because they can't. As long as you put true, correct, and the best of your knowledge, they will not answer any of them, Ralph.
They can't. That's just like the bottom line in Thornton's case. He can't say counsel for the United States of America. Well, nobody's ever even brought up how can you have a United States of America sovereign body politic in our republic. I want to know how that happens. Who is that sovereign body politic? This is somebody that's over everybody in this whole republic. Stop and think about that. Where did we lose it? How can that be? It can't be.
Yeah, I know.
It's Congress. Anyways, I'm gonna let you go and I, you and I have granted them that power, which we can't do because it's fraud. It's even beyond fraud. It's treasonous.
Yeah, it is. It is. But the thing is that you have to change the status. You know, you got to change your status if you want to do anything. If you don't, forget it.
Yeah, that's right.
You're peeing against the wind. Okay,
that's
Ralph.
That's right.
Have a great night.
Yep, that's a good way to get wet.
Bye.
Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, there's two things here. I haven't been posting much. I'm going to post all of the IRS stuff or all the John Thornton stuff. And to get the Federal Court of Claims, everybody's going to have to either be on board, either let me know that you can't afford it, tell me why, or donate $250, or I'm going to be taking you off the list. Because this is really important stuff. It's land-breaking, and I'm not trying to get rich off of this. I just got to try to keep my Pacer and Westlaw and all this other nonsense that just it's very expensive to do all these things. But without it, you have no chance. And It's an IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com, 250 postal money order. And if you're going to make it payments, fine. That's don't care. Pay whatever you can. I don't care. Or if you can't pay, just tell me why. I'll still add you. But you have to ask for it. The other thing is, I want to say again, too, because Republic Broadcasting is what gives me the platform to put out this information. And I don't think anybody's doing this right now, and I'm not trying to brag, but it's just, that's just what it is. But Republic is this front site promotion on this gun training and stuff. And by the way, I did go through the permit to carry, and I went through all the training, and then I gave them their permit back and told them to shove it because Alaska does not require it. But they've extended from May 5th to June the 2nd due to sudden demand, and you need to take advantage of this. This is a lifetime thing, $500, and it helps Republic Broadcasting, and it helps you. I carry, and I have two extra clips, over 30 rounds. And if I can't get it done with three clips, it's probably not going to happen. I hope I never have to pull my weapon. I am never far from my A9mm upstairs or downstairs or 45 or my 10-gauge or my 12-gauge, 22, all loaded, ready to rock and roll. I never want to have to use them. But I guarantee you, if somebody comes after me and I have to, I will. I have a right to defend myself. And it needs training to know when and how. And to remember, I was always in fear of my life and shut the heck up. That's what the cops do. You got to remember it. And it's not a license to go out and do something else. But anyway, it helps Republic Broadcasting because without them, I'm not here. And we are going into the Federal Court of Claims with land-breaking stuff with the perfect storm with John Thornton's case. I know what should come out of it. They've never seen any of this in those courts. Nobody's ever taken it to them. We're going to do it, and it should be in by Friday. But if you want to get a copy of those, unless you want to go into Pacer and download it yourself, I highly recommend, if you're on the IRS list, $250 postal money order, or tell me why you can't, or give me $1, whatever. I don't care. It's just that you must ask for it, and you must let me know. Because we're going to be, this is groundbreaking stuff, and Richard Rappert's going to be in there too, and Himes. We've got all kinds of people been waiting. I've been promising to get them in there, but I couldn't figure out exactly how to get it done. I know. But I spend money, I go into Pacer and see how they plead them. By the way, in those courts, you have to put in under the penalties of perjury, true and correct. You do not have to do that in the lower courts. It's done differently because it's a constitutional court. Now, what the results will be, I don't know. But I know one thing, there are certain things like tax court you can't win. It's like Thornton's case. They wanted to go up on some administrative appeal court nonsense. That's just smoke and mirrors. Tax court. It's a waste of time. Anyway, hope you found it interesting. And God willing, we will see you next Sunday. Watch out for the federales. They're everywhere. I hate to leave you, but I really must. Cause I
without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.